Welcome back to the Foresight Bureau podcast. Imagine waking up tomorrow to find that a machine has taken over your job. What would you do? Today, we're exploring how to not just survive but thrive in the era of AI and robotics. Regardless of whether you are an experienced knowledge worker with an Ivy League degree or a highly skilled blue-collar worker, your livelihood is under threat. Rather than a warning of impending disaster, please consider what I'm about to say as a friendly but essential wake-up call. The majority of people are blissfully unaware that most jobs done by humans will soon be done by AI or some form of autonomous machine. This simply wasn't the case even a year ago, but the speed of development in machine learning and robotics is about to go exponential. Society is not only unaware of what's about to happen, but completely unprepared. It is no exaggeration to say that the world is about to change so profoundly that it is beyond the comprehension of most politicians as well as those who we depend on to help us navigate the future, such as thought leaders, academics, and tech executives. The truth is that no one can accurately predict what a post-human-centric work environment will look like. However, that hasn't stopped us from attempting to prepare in advance by seeking out opportunities that could offer a future that is rewarding and financially secure. This episode is the first in a series that aims to help you navigate the AI job apocalypse by explaining how you can profit from the machine economy. In a moment, we will look at what impact AI is already having on the job market and briefly explore what evidence there is that people are indeed already being replaced by non-human workers. The next episode will make you aware of how fast AI and robotics development is happening. Trust me, you'll be shocked. That's because innovation is moving exponentially, and as humans, we struggle to intuit exponential growth. That makes us vulnerable to grossly misjudging just how fast our world is changing. The episode will bring this reality into focus, showing why staying informed and proactive is crucial if you want to protect yourself from the negative effects of the impending job apocalypse. The third episode will touch upon some of the most concerning outcomes that may be caused by the machine economy. Automation will reshape society at an unprecedented scale, and it may amplify wealth inequality. Even if governments are able to impose taxes on the value generated by the machine economy, it might not be enough to cover essential services such as healthcare and the provision of universal basic income. The fourth episode will provide you with a comprehensive analysis of the machine economy from a commercial perspective. We will explore which companies will be the biggest winners and losers. We'll analyze every aspect of the supply chain from raw material extraction to chip and component fabrication. We'll also reveal which AI software development and robotics ventures we think will emerge as market leaders and become the next batch of multi-billion or trillion-dollar enterprises. The final installment will delve into the transformative potential of Web3 technologies. From blockchain to the tokenization of physical assets, we'll explore how these innovations facilitate the ownership and potential ability to profit from the value generated by autonomous machines. If you are enjoying listening to this episode and want to get notified each time a new one becomes available, don't forget to subscribe to the Foresight Bureau podcast. Please also consider supporting us by subscribing to Foresight Bureau on Substack and following us on social media. You need to understand that the risks posed by AI and robotics are very real and imminent. Being complacent and failing to act could lead to an uncertain future. So if you still need persuading, let's look at the current job market and see if there are any warning signs that indicate that the AI job apocalypse is actually starting to become a reality. Let's take a look at recent job losses in the tech industry. Despite official reports indicating a booming labor market, underlying data and public sentiment suggest otherwise, with job cuts, layoffs, and hiring freezes becoming increasingly prevalent. The JOLTS survey data and other statistics highlight further job losses and a significant decline in hiring. In the absence of a broader economic slowdown in the U.S., we might be tempted to surmise that the real reason is due to the rapid deployment of automation in the workplace. The number of job postings that mention generative AI is skyrocketing. This clearly indicates that a growing number of companies are racing to integrate AI in order to reduce headcount. Microsoft, Salesforce, Discord, Amazon, and Google have already made job cuts for that very reason. It's important to realize that many of the people who are being made redundant are not low-wage workers. In fact, quite the opposite. They are mostly highly qualified, very well-educated professionals. And it's not just the U.S. labor market. The trend is global. After widespread job losses, we would normally expect to see a decline in productivity. However, the opposite appears to be happening. Most of the leading tech companies that reduced their headcounts have seen a significant uptick in valuations after reporting higher-than-expected quarterly results. One clear example is Klarna, which integrated an OpenAI-powered virtual assistant that now handles two-thirds of the company's 2.3 million customer service chats. You may think this would lead to declining customer satisfaction, but the company's chatbot has achieved customer satisfaction ratings on par with human agents. According to Klarna, their AI assistant now does the work previously carried out by the 700 full-time employees that were laid off in 2022, and profits are set to increase by $40 million in 2024. Only companies which are able to successfully integrate and leverage the power of automation will survive. That is why tech companies have been the first to replace large numbers of high-value employees with AI. It is likely that organizations which operate within more traditional sectors will find it far more difficult to embrace change. That's because they may be hindered by technological constraints or be reluctant to replace human employees with AI systems due to emotional concerns, regulatory hurdles, or legal impediments. Very few of those companies will be able to compete, and most, if not all, will eventually go out of business. While it's evident that the recent wave of layoffs has predominantly affected white-collar jobs, they merely serve as an early indicator of broader changes on the horizon. The next to face significant challenges are blue-collar roles, with many such positions expected to be assumed by physically autonomous machines, rather than AI-driven software alone. This shift towards robotic replacements is happening more swiftly than previously predicted, due to several key technological breakthroughs. We'll delve deeper into this topic in our next episode. But to summarize, the acceleration is largely because robots, which once required vast amounts of real-world data for effective training, can now be taught in simulated environments using synthetic data. This was a pivotal challenge. The scarcity of sufficient real-world data hindered robots' ability to understand and function efficiently, stalling progress in the field. However, entities such as NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Tesla have pioneered methods to circumvent this obstacle, leveraging AI to educate robots in simulated settings rich with artificially generated data. This innovation, combined with the latest generation of more potent GPUs and significant improvements in robot design, including the shift from hydraulic to electric motor systems, enhanced battery technologies, and more precise sensors, has propelled robot development forward at an unprecedented pace. These collective advancements have birthed a new era of robotics, characterized by machines that are not only more agile but also capable of executing a broader array of tasks with heightened precision and independence. As previously stated, the threat to human jobs is real and more urgent than most people realize. In the next episode, we'll provide examples of AI and robots that are cheaper, faster, and better than humans at almost every task. And that concludes part one of our series that aims to help you survive the AI job apocalypse and profit from the impending machine economy. So what do you think? Have you lost your job as a result of automation, or do you know anyone who has? Leave your comments below, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon, and we'll see you next time. Disclaimer: this content is intended for entertainment purposes only. We do not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. We are not responsible for any losses or damages that may arise. Nothing should be interpreted as investment or financial advice.